This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, focusing on oil in the news. Oil in the news. Dr. Ken Kronos will join us in a few minutes with an update on the medical news of the week from his perspective, from his research. OPEC meeting today. The squad of major oil producers want to talk about what they're putting out and what they aren't putting out and why they are still... The situation here is frustrating because we have plenty of oil, because the fracking is being done and there's more oil around. OPEC has decided not to cut production levels again, so your gasoline is going to continue to be fairly steady at where it is now. For whatever the reason, and I'm not sure whether it was the Venezuelans, the price has gone up. We're still getting screwed, however, because the barrel of oil that they are bringing to the refinery is only $50 a barrel, and your price of gasoline has gone up from the low point. What is the average around the country now? About $2.27. What are you paying, Jennifer, for gas in California?
Oh, gosh, around $3.
$3.
A little over $3.
Kara, would you pay for gas in Washington last time you filled up?
I think, depending where you are, I think it's about $2.40-ish.
$2.40,
yeah.
Really? And in New York, or when you take a trip out of New York?
Once you get out of New York City, then we're in Jersey gas, and those are really cheap. So that's like $2, a little over $2 the last time I filled up.
Yeah, right. It is cheap. Northern New Jersey, very cheap.
Yeah.
I paid $2.34. No, that was high. It's between $2.15, $2.19, $2.23 in my area here. But
is that for the Supreme?
No, I don't buy. That's a big racket. There's nothing.
You buy the regular?
Buying the Ultimate is an unbelievable waste of money. There really is no difference between anybody who will tell you the truth. It says on when I open up the thing to the Rover, it says, use premium gasoline. Nonsense. I've never used premium gasoline in anything that I've had, and I've had some fairly high output cars in my life, probably safe to say, and I've never used anything. I remember once on the cars that I would bring over from Europe, in the 70s, I think I told you that I got into the importing business. I would bring Rolls Royces over from England and sell them here. And I remember putting the low octane in a Rolls and it knocked.
How'd that go?
It knocked. You can hear it. If you floor it, the low octane, at that time, the engines weren't really tweaked the way they are now. So when you'd hit it, it would go, and you could hear the knock, 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 kind of, which was...
not good.
Not, yeah, it wasn't
good. How did it sound again? What did it sound like?
Are you going to make fun of me? Yeah, you are. You're about to make fun of me.
Knock, 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 knock.
Yeah,
knock,
yeah, knock, no. Knock, knock, you knock. Were going to make fun of me.
I know. I was going to ask you who's there.
Yeah.
I've always heard, though, that there is a difference between regular and the next level up, but then from that level to the highest, there is no difference.
Yeah.
So I've always heard that to go to, like, one level up.
All right. So that's part of the oil news. OPEC cutting production is the suggestion of Venezuelans and Nigerians. Nope. Saudi Arabia says, we got to help our friends, the Americans. Yeah, right. We got to keep the money coming in here. So paying at the pump, though, the point I was making in my question or through the question was that just because when oil was $160 a gallon, we were paying close to $4. So do the math and see how you're getting yensed now with gasoline being one-third that price. Are you paying one-third at the pump less than you did then? Nope. Just barely. You're probably paying more than about 60%. So you can imagine the huge profits being made. And that's not bad. It just is something to be aware of. I think you just, some people don't care what they pay. I do, because I can pay it, but I don't like to pay it because I don't like to get taken advantage of. And I think that's what's happening. One of the reasons people are blaming the cost at the pump for having gone up is that fire that still goes. We haven't talked about this for a month. That fire in Western Canada, it's still
going.
Everything's still on fire. It's huge still, right? Fort McMurray, oil sands are on fire. Remember I told you this is a result not of fracking, but of oil shale having been discovered there. And so the wildfire was bad enough in the forest, but it just kept going because the fire would be under the ground and it would pop up somewhere because it's burning. The shale is sand, and there's a lot of air that gets down 3-4 feet even. You can get air mixed with the crude oil, which is on the sand, and that's what they take the oil off of the sand. It's oil shale. And they wash it. They take the oil. That's why we have so much oil, because we're getting it that way. But in areas that carry so much of it in the soil, like Alberta, when the fire starts, they just burn. It's like it was going to burn forever, and nobody's paying any attention to it. Meanwhile, there's toxic ash all over the place, rubble like you wouldn't believe. They're trying to remove some of the junk, the food that's been spoiled in supermarkets that have been burned, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. What do you do with that? Just dig a hole and bury it as much as you can. But
and all the people who are displaced and
thousands,
working.
Oh, thousands.
That's insane.
Thousands of people in that circumstance. All right, well, we're all working and happy to be doing so, and so is Dr. Ken Kronaus, who will join us next with his weekly medical report here on Good Day.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of 7 entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of 7 sides.
Oh, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dub Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
Now, in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat-screen TV. Now, who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Know-how. That power drill you bought in 96 is working about as awesome as a 20-year-old drill should, meaning not so awesome. So trade it in at Napa and get a $25 instant rebate toward a new DeWalt cordless drill kit. There's only one word to describe instantly getting $25 off a new DeWalt drill, and that word is awesome. That's Napa know-how. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Trade-in rebate may vary. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Coming up to 16 past the hour. Joining us now on Good Day is Dr. Ken Kronaus, who does a weekly program taking your calls later on, as a matter of fact. You want to check it out, you can go to DougStefan.com, dial this up at 888-55-DR-KEN. In an hour, you might be able to get your question answered. You get in line. Meanwhile, stories that are important. The death rate among Americans up. Birth rate down. This is very interesting The death rate, let's talk about what that means, Ken. That is, the death rate, how do they come up with these numbers? Like, there were 729.5 deaths per 100,000 people last year, up from 723.2. What does that all mean?
Well, the CDC keeps track of it. When somebody passes away, expires, there's a death certificate. Every doctor has signed one. You must sign one, unless there's an autopsy done, and then it gets finally ultimately signed. But if you pass away, there's a death certificate. If you're born, there's a birth certificate. We're a kind of nation of numbers and certification.
Wow. So, these numbers mean what? Is it more suicides?
Well, let's delve into it. This is out of the CDC this week, that the U.S. birth rate declined and the death rate rose last year, and a sign of continuing pressure, Doug, on the country's population growth. There were 3.98 million births in America in 2015. That's down 0.3% from 2014, and reverses a one-year rebound when the number of births rose slightly. The data showed a sharp drop in births among teens, which fell 8% to their lowest levels since the government began tracking them decades ago. The millennials, they're not getting married, they're not having kids. Yet, U.S. death rate rose for the first time since 2005. A main factor was the death rate for heart disease increased slightly after declining each year since 1993. A rise in the deaths from stroke and Alzheimer's disease also combined to the increase.
Wow, this is very interesting. Well, we need to do something about the population. I'm not sure this is the way to do it.
Well, I think the economy has had a big impact on since 2007 on the birth rate.
Yeah.
And the death rate is, people aren't doing as well as they should with their lifestyle.
Well, some experts say the increase could be connected to the rise in drug overdoses.
Absolutely.
Among white working class Americans.
When I meant lifestyle, that's a big part of it.
Pretty devastating. Okay, let's talk about women and migrants.
I guess that's why we want a wall or something I've heard about.
Yeah, you've heard about the wall.
Anyway, go on.
A subtle political statement by Dr.
No,
Ken.
No, it's not subtle.
Not so subtle.
Go on.
Women with migraines and what it brings. You're a cardiologist, so you've been studying this. If you have a lot of migraines, you better look out, because migraines lead to strokes and heart disease in general, yeah?
Well, exactly. This is out of the BMJ, British Medical Journal. Women who suffer from migraine headaches may have a slightly increased risk of heart disease or stroke, and there is no reason to believe that this is limited to women. Compared to women who do not have migraines, women who do have migraines have about a 39% higher risk of heart attack, 62% higher risk of stroke, and 73% higher risk of heart surgery.
Woof. Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who have given you a chance to lower your blood pressure, have that river of life, your blood system work so much better. Super beats in the focus, Dr. Ken.
Absolutely. We all need to continuously make that third gas in our body, nitric oxide, in order to be healthy. And in order to make and remake nitric oxide, you need to have the building blocks, and these dietary nitrates, of which beets are so important, is a great way to continuously remake it. If you want to get a big boost of nitric oxide, the super beets is a great way. If you have a depletion in your tank, in your level of nitric oxide, the Neo 40 is a great idea. It'll help your blood pressure. It'll help the head to toe, the circulation relax. It's a signaling molecule. Your whole body needs it. I recommend you get these strips and test your saliva. And if your levels are low, get that Neo 40. And before your workouts, instead of those energy drinks, just take those Super Beats.
It's a whole lifestyle. 800-655-4183 to talk to somebody to take Dr. Ken's advice. Get Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thursday musically on the Good Day program. So we'll go from number 10 to number 1. Top 10 songs during this week. The year is 1989. And crack this up a little, Carol, will you? Number 10 belongs to 38 Special. Perhaps not the greatest name for a group given the events of the last 24 hours at UCLA, but anyway. Good song. Second Chance. Just listen to the lilting melody and the lyric content. Go ahead and give it a shot. Forget the past. Put yourself in the present. All right. I think everybody needs a second chance.
I've never heard this song before.
Haven't you?
No, never.
It's a great song. Listen to Lyricon. You can download it and listen to it. You'll like it. Number 9 during this weekend. Now, wait a minute. Jennifer, aren't you going to be the big voice tonight?
I was going to be, yes. Number 9. It's burning. Love it.
Bangles. General Flame. One of what, 4 or 5 hits they had, the Bengals?
Yeah, big monster hit.
All right, so we give it, pay attention to it. We'll make short work of the next one, Jennifer.
Number 8. Yes. No, we won't.
Millie, I never saw a lyric line. I didn't want to steal Millie Vanilli.
They just weren't singing, and one of them's dead now, so it'd be nice.
Okay.
Really? One of them died?
Pop
I think
song.
So.
Right. Too much.
If not, I apologize. He's like, I'm not dead. I just don't have a career anymore.
It's
just my career.
Right. Adios.
All right, gotcha. Number 7.
Heaven Help Me, Dion Eustace, right? I've never heard this. All right, let's keep going.
Number 6.
All right, this one you'll recognize.
Oh, yeah. Now
This is R.E.M. As opposed to R.E.O. R.E.Q. R.E.T. Sandy, the song by R.E.M. Number 6 during this week of 1989.
Number 5.
Good song. Bon Jovi. For whatever the reason, I still confuse Bon Jovi and U2. I don't know why I do that.
Huge difference.
Big difference.
Bon Jovi and Bono. That's where my head is. Yeah. It's a good song, though. I don't know about the next one, Jennifer.
Number 4.
But now all the fools run to my house for the phone.
Yeah, Cole Medina.
You know what I'm saying?
Great song.
All right, so, Kara, you can take some of this for your cold.
I got bugs.
All right, be careful with it, though. Powerful stuff.
Funky Cole Medina, Tone Luck.
Loaf!
I've always done that, just to give you the old one, too.
I know, it drives me nuts.
All right, what's next?
Number 3.
Roxette. Would you say they were a flash in the pan, in a sense?
Yeah. But this song was a huge hit. I used to love it. But yeah, they had a couple of hits.
All right. Don't worry about the time, Kara. Let's get...
Number two.
Good pop song. Fine Young Cannibals.
Number 1.
Wait a minute. You don't like that song?
She's got a gang of her girl. Big voice announcer said,
Madonna's Like a Prayer was number 1 during this week in 1989. Yeah, she drives me crazy. Maybe there's a little autobiography in there for me. But this is a good song. Madonna has... she's just marvelous in how she's handled her career and what she's done for diversity in song. Yep, okay, 28 after. It's a good day.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. It's Father's Day and graduation gift-giving season, so think tech. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with 5 brands for his technology gift list.
Upgrade Dad's TV with LG's Super UHD TVs. These smart TVs are LG's best 4K LED televisions. They have both HDR10 and Dolby Vision, giving you a billion rich colors and deeper blacks to make images come to life. 2 great tools for Dad. The Dremel Velocity, a multi-purpose tool with 7 amps of power. The fastest oscillating tool on the market, and the RotoZip RotoSaw Plus with dust vault attachment. It collects up to 90% of dust and debris. For something stylish, they'll love the Moto 360 second gen smartwatch. It syncs with your smartphone using Bluetooth, bringing notifications right to your wrist, from appointments to traffic updates. It features voice activated technology and built-in fitness tracker. You can find this at Verizon. And a phone screen cracks every 2 seconds. So check out Motorola's Droid Turbo 2 with Moto Shatter Shield. It's the world's first shatterproof display. It has a 48-hour battery life and Motorola's best camera yet. You can even personalize it with Moto Maker. Lastly, the Amazon Tap. This thing is amazing. It's the portable Bluetooth and Wi-Fi enabled speaker that comes to life with the Alexa voice service. Tap the microphone button and ask for music. Hear the news and more, all in 360-degree omnidirectional audio. It's lightweight and easy to take on the go.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, visit...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Now 34 after the hour here on the Good Day program, boosting your ego, boosting your energy level, boosting your immune system. We're all about boosting everything and anything we can. When I say the boosters are here, they are. Jennifer Horn has her
I've got my bus boosted.
I knew that was going to happen.
I
so
know.
I just opened
the door. It was.
Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen will be joined by a couple of very interesting people in a few minutes, Audrey Rowe and Steve Cox. Summer is upon us. Look at the calendar, okay? Today is the second, and so we are, 2 weeks and 4 or 5 days away from the first day of summer. A lot of people have problems in the summertime dealing with those who can't have fun because they're just simply hungry. They can't live a normal life. So we're going to talk about helping those people out in a few minutes here on Good Day. I'm going to read something that appeared on my daughter's Facebook page. And I think that it sort of sums up what happened yesterday in Los Angeles. She writes, "After spending the morning on lockdown with my class at UCLA, while an active shooter situation was resolved,
I've been told I'm free to go. I don't feel especially free. It is sad. So proud of my wonderful seminar students who carried on with slightly abbreviated versions of their final presentations while we sat on the floor in the semi-darkness, and so sad that all that hard work that they and my other students and other classes have done should be overshadowed and trivialized by yet more gun-related stuff that I can't read on the air. It's a B and an S. I'm glad I'll have a chance to see them under happier circumstances at commencement. That's very much my daughter. And I don't know whether you, she posted that, you probably got it, Jennifer, because I think
I saw it.
But it is a way of encountering, for those of you who didn't hear the story, yesterday, I can't imagine, unless you were under a rock for the last 24 hours, I didn't know what happened at UCLA. The shooting took place at a building that was next to where my daughter teaches. My daughter and her husband are both profs at UCLA. And I'm just going to, I think I'll post something after that just to tell those who would read this how proud I am of her. Because of where she comes from, a circumstance, she's lived moderately cloistered life. She's been pretty much protected. She's lived in an educational academic environment her whole life. What she chose to do with her academic credentials was to go back and be in academia. And we all know that that's somewhat a sheltered life, except that many of these shootings take place on college campuses.
I was going to say, it used to be. Now it's not.
Yeah. Now it's not safe. Where do you go to be safe?
This should be a safe place. And look, we can't even say, there's got to be mental illness at play when someone goes in and kills somebody. But this isn't like a mentally ill kid going in to take out a mask. This is somebody who had a grudge, it looks like, maybe against a professor or some sort of weird relationship. And then you go, gosh, as a teacher, do I have to make sure I'm in everybody's good graces? How do you manage that? It's just nuts.
Man, if that was the case, I'd have been shot a long time ago. And I was teaching a school, teaching junior high school. And there were a lot of people who didn't much care for me because I made the students, I didn't make them, but in order for you to succeed, you had to toe the mark. You got to, okay, here's the work, do it. That's why I'm here. I'm not here to coddle you. I'll help you if I can because I'm here to help. But I'm also here to get you to think for yourself, to learn, to understand why it's important to learn. And I taught, as my daughter does and her husband, I taught an English class, a postgraduate English class at a couple of different universities here in the Boston area when I was teaching the high school and junior high school level. And it was never my intention to be a savior, but I learned early on that I had to help in a lot of different ways in order to be successful as a teacher. And so I brought a lot of my own lifestyle stuff into the circumstance. The best teachers bring a lot of themselves to the classroom. You have to. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're not believable. You're not. It's the same as being on the radio. If you're not authentic, vulnerable is a great word, Jennifer. If you don't come across as being authentic in any circumstance like this, where we are so directly connected to people and their psyche and their lives, or in teaching, which is another way of being connected to people and their psyche and their lives, you won't be successful. They got to know a lot about you. And one of the reasons that I'm as proud as I am of my daughter is because she has broken away from what was her own fear-based thinking, if you will, when she was younger. And if she were here, she'd have the same conversation with you. And the life that she's leading now is so much different than it was even a couple of years ago because she's become a mother. And it has changed her whole perspective on everything in her life. I'm eager for you, Jennifer, to see Megan. And we'll figure out some way of getting together. Megan,
yeah, I'd love
there
to meet Miles.
In July. Yeah, I think she has changed. And her whole way, she has strong feelings about gun violence, mental health, that kind of stuff. And that doesn't change, and I'm glad that she has that passion. But the way she approached the problem yesterday was not how she would have done it had it happened to her when she was a student in college a number of years ago. So, but you don't want to have this happen. We have it. We accept it. I don't know why we accept it. But then the other side of it is, what are we going to do about it?
I don't know what we do about it, frankly.
Yeah.
It's a very, very,
it's
very
a bigger problem than just
problem.
The guns. It's a cultural problem.
It is. Very serious cultural problem. All right, let's pause for a moment. Then when we come back, let's deal with something that may be easier, although not any more. Well, maybe the resolve here, if we resolve to help in the way that I think these folks are going to suggest, maybe it'll feel more pleasant. But we'll deal with a number of problems regarding children, the life they lead in America, special needs for special children. Up next here on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
43 past the hour on the Good Day program. Joining us now on Good Day is Audrey Rowe, who is from the United States Department of Agriculture. She's an administrator in the Food and Nutrition Services area. And Steve Cox, who is a corporate spokesperson for Sodexo in North America, which is a company that works all across our country. I think I'd like to have you explain, Steve, for the audience a little bit more about what you do and what Sodexo does.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Doug, and I appreciate the opportunity to join you this morning. Sodexo is a global Fortune 500 firm. We are the 19th largest employer in the world. We're an outsourcing firm, principally focused on facilities management and food service operations. And through those food service operations, we end up serving about 500 school districts across the United States, serving about 2 million meals every single day during the school year. But during the summer, we're not serving those in-school meals. So that's where we get over to the topic of summer feeding and hunger issues during the summertime. And through our Sodexo Foundation, we have our Feeding Our Future program, which is a program that we've operated for about 20 years. It's an 8 to 12 week summer feeding program. We've served millions of meals over the course of those 20 years. Operates in about 23 cities across the United States and then about 9 cities in Canada, where frankly it's the largest summer feeding program in Canada.
You know, I'm reminded of when we were in school, the school services, the lunch program was run by the school department, and they used to steam the food, put it in the back of a pickup truck in canisters, and bring it around to the various cafeterias. How things have changed in the years. So, all right, there's Steve, and you hear what Sodexo is about. Now let's turn our attention to Audrey Rowe, who, if I understand your responsibilities, Ms. Rowe, you are working in the area at the USDA, where we've become involved in what to feed students at school, but does it go further than that? Nutrition assistance programs go wider than just the school, don't they?
Absolutely. We, the FNS, the Food Nutrition Services Administration, has responsibility for 15 nutrition assistance programs. So we work with every program. It either serves the seniors. We have the summer feeding program, which we'll talk about, our school meals, as well as programs for women, infants, and children, and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which is formerly known as food stamps.
Right. Okay. So let's more specifically talk, as you suggested, about what goes on in the summer months when these, I know some students, frankly, in some of the public schools here in Framingham where I live, who have breakfast at school, lunch at school, and involved in after-school programs, sometimes they eat their third meal in some way connected to a school program. So it's pretty amazing when you think about how inveigled one way or another the government has become in feeding youngsters who may not have access to other food, which is perplexing and a whole different subject for a different day. But because these programs are not available in the summertime because school's out, what is it that you are doing or proposing to do, Ms. Rowe?
Well, what we have been doing since 2009 is working with communities to expand access during the summer. Some schools remain open for summer programming, but many schools close, and some have restricted sites or what we call closed sites where they offer enrichment programs, but not all the children in the community who attend the school are able to have access. So we have been working with private sector businesses. We've worked very closely with state agencies. All of our programs are administered through state agencies. So the state agencies and USDA, we convene, you know, the WISE and the local food banks and community organizations and faith organizations. We provide information on the number of children who are food insecure in a geographic area, and then look at what programs or what resources we need to put in place to ensure that all of those children have access to at least a breakfast and a lunch during the summer. Mm. Some of them even include mobile sites in more rural areas.
Well, that's what I wondered about. How do you get it? May I go back to Mr. Cox for a second and wonder out loud here whether, because you're a private business, are you working or going through on your own to find businesses that will sponsor this or make facilities available so the food can be dispensed?
Doug, certainly there is a public-private partnership angle that really is the basis for solving the hunger problem here in America. And let me just put that the problem in perspective for you. You know, you mentioned in Framingham, where you are, that you're aware of students that might eat two, in some cases maybe three meals at school.
Yeah.
Across the United States, the percentage is about 20%. About one in five of our
Good
children
God.
Across the entire country get up every single day, and they're not sure if they're going to eat that day.
Isn't that amazing?
So basically, everybody there in Framingham, everybody in the greater Boston area, everybody across the country knows one of these people, one of these students. They may not realize it, but they do. Mm-hmm. And I think if you think about it that way, that really puts the puts the issue in perspective.
So,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, I just want to. We've got about 60 seconds here. What's the average meal? What are we serving to these all these millions of children?
Well, what children will receive is a nutritious lunch or breakfast. So they have fruits and vegetables, you know, of course, the hamburgers and hot dogs and those kinds of foods that children enjoy. But we try and make it a balanced, nutritious meal that's low in fat, that meets all of the standards that we establish for the school meals program during the school year. Mm-hmm. Even on the ones that come on mobile sites, if it is a packaged lunch, it includes fruit and other nutritious foods in that package so that children are getting a nutritious meal every day.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there's a website. If you want to go to the corporate route, find out more about this, go to Sodexo.com. You know what I was thinking about, Steve, if I may call it Steve? I was thinking about Aramark and whether they're competitors or not. That's what I thought of when you explained what you did in the years that I had when I went to college. Mm-hmm. We saw Aramark everywhere, but you're doing the same thing only in a high school level or a public school level.
Well, we also serve at about 850 colleges and universities across the country as well.
Right. All right. Good to have you both here. Thank you for explaining this program 50 minutes after the hour.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Curry's favorite horrible movies, not horror movies, horrible movies. The theme music here from Friday the 13th back to 1980. Now you're going to tell us they're going to make another Friday the 13th. How many have there been?
There's been, I think, around 10. You know, last week I reported that John Carpenter is going to executive produce and mentor a new Halloween movie over at Miramax. Well, Paramount evidently is going to dust off the hockey mask, Doug, and is planning to release a new Jason Voorhees Friday the 13th movie, have a release date January 13th, 2017. I guess the game plan is to rework the character's origin and maybe introduce his father. I know that doesn't get you very excited, but I will say one thing. In the 1980s, when I watched most
sick,
of these,
actually.
When I watched most of these movies in a movie theater, I had a lot of fun with them. And then, I mean, I know it's not your cup of tea.
No, it doesn't have to be.
In their time, they really did work. If you sat in a movie theater on a Friday or a Saturday night with a big crowd, these movies were a lot of fun if you like that sort of genre, and I did.
Yeah. Well, fun, I don't know how you get fun out of this, but that's
just me. Well, to be scared
like
is
to
fun
be scared.
With a big crowd.
I know people like to be scared for whatever the reason. I don't know why. But that's not me. That's me. I don't want to be scared.
It's the jump factor. It makes you jump out of your seat.
No, it makes me very upset. I want to close my eyes and run.
I'll tell you another quick story. When I was a little boy, the first movie my mother and father ever took me to was very scary, and it was Disney's Pinocchio.
Well, let me. That's a very interesting. I'll go back even further than that. The first movie that I ever saw was Fantasia. If you don't think that's scary as hell, then there's something wrong with you. That is a scary, scary movie. Pinocchio being eaten You know, that's scary stuff, too.
Yeah, a doll coming to life. Hello.
So basically what I'm saying is Pinocchio really was just a precursor to Jason Voorhees.
Okay, let me get this rubber band so we can stretch it a little bit further. Okay. Chuck Curry with more movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You sit on the edge of a lake, worries floating away with each breath. You have just bundled your ATV and RV insurance and saved a large sum of money. Now all is perfect. You carry on a conversation with an owl. He asked most of the questions.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance with Progressive. Bundle your outdoor vehicles and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Chucker and I were just talking about Humphrey Bogart. I saw just a clip from, I didn't see a lot of it, but I remember watching the entirety of Treasure of the Sierra Madre. And no matter what your age, if you haven't seen some of the movies that Humphrey Bogart has been in, you ought to. Because it's just universally, it's fascinating to see, as Tucker put it, his presence on the screen. He got it. He had it.
All right, no doubt, an iconic talent in his time. Here's an update on the story yesterday about the reshoots at Disney over Star Wars Rogue One. Reportedly, Disney executives saw a first cut of the film and deemed it too dark, so they ordered reshoots to extensive reshoots to lighten it up. I have a feeling this is a Batman versus Superman effect, where Warner Brothers took a big hit at the international box office, that film being deemed by the critics and general public a little bit too dark. So I think Disney doesn't want to fall into that same bear trap if this film is a little bit darker. But the ironic part, Doug, is that the darkest movie in the history of the Star Wars franchise was The Empire Strikes Back, which is regarded as the best in that overall franchise. So we'll see how this plays out. Here's an interesting story. Brie Larson, who won the Oscar for Best Actress for the movie The Room last year, she's very talented, in early talks to join Marvel's female superhero movie Captain Marvel. So here's the trend. You win an Oscar for serious fail like The Room, and then you immediately cash in with a huge paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Good for them. Thank you, Chugger.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.